This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Now, here's something that I think you need to hear, because life is progressive, all right? What was that Carol just said? Carol Jones just said, people have life, but they're not living. Isn't that good? A lot of people, they have life, but they're not living. We gotta learn how to live. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Have you figured that out yet, right? And only by failing and making mistakes can you learn and get better. That's life.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
We've been talking about emotional maturity. And last week, we spent some time dealing with the first sign of emotional maturity, and that was learning how to be flexible. Just simply learning that when plan A doesn't work, there's a plan B. And we talked about some stuff there. But I want to move on to the second sign of emotional maturity. And tonight, we're going to spend our time talking about taking ownership and responsibility. Taking ownership and responsibility. You see, I've learned that if you can't dance, you can't blame the floor. And that's just what a lot of times people do. And so, you know, what is this all about, and what does this have to do where emotional maturity is concerned? An emotionally mature person is able to own up to their own mistakes and not immediately look to blame other people. You've heard Taff and I mention the blame game. When you spend time, and if the first thing you do is blame somebody else and not owning your own stuff and not taking responsibility for your own stuff, when you can quickly blame somebody else, that means you haven't accepted responsibility for the part that you played in that. People that do that are emotionally immature. People that play the blame game are emotionally immature. And you can evaluate your emotional maturity by checking out whether or not you're taking ownership and whether or not you're taking responsibility for things that happen in your life. So this takes a level of honesty, self-honesty, and it takes a level of acceptance. So if things keep on going wrong, and an emotionally mature person will look inwards for answers as to what thoughts or actions may be contributing to the situation, and works towards this, an emotionally mature person will work towards a better understanding and a course of action moving forward. So when you're emotionally mature, then, you know, not only are you not going to play the blame game, but you're going to own it, you're going to take responsibility for it, and you look forward to moving forward and coming up with something that's better. So taking ownership and responsibility is what we're going to look at tonight, and I this is going to really challenge you tonight. If you have your Bibles, go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 5 through 10 in the NLT. Let's look at a couple of scriptures here. How do I take ownership of my life? how do I take responsibility for my life? Well, responsibility, you might want to write this down. Responsibility equals accountability. And accountability equals ownership. So it's responsibility, then accountability, and then ownership. So the question that you got to ask yourself, will I take responsibility? Will I become accountable for things in my life? I mean, like I said before, it's easy to blame the floor for you not being able to dance, but you all know that it's not the floor's fault. And I mean, you know, you don't need new tennis shoes to be a good tennis player. You know, you've got to take the responsibility, which will equal accountability, and then that accountability will bring you to ownership. And a sense of ownership is the most powerful weapon that you can have. It's not being afraid to accept ownership and responsibility and accountability. No, that'll get you promotion. I mean, it's the person that refuses to do that. The guy that plays the blame game all the time is, you know, on the job, they look down at you like, you know, why won't the guy accept responsibility for his actions? In a relationship, why don't that particular person accept responsibility for the action? I find that as a leader, I have no problem getting in the pulpit and accepting responsibility and owning stuff that I've missed. I don't have any problem with that. But you, the number of leaders that just won't do that because they see it as, oh, I look inferior or I look small. No, when you learn how to take ownership of things, in the eyes of most people, you're going to look better in their eyes and not worse in their eyes, okay? So once people stop making excuses, once people stop blaming others and take ownership of everything in their lives, what happens is we take actions to then solve those problems. And the opposite is true. When you don't work towards ownership and owning your stuff, the problem stays. It just stays. Just look at areas in your life where you haven't accepted responsibility. Everything stays. And nothing changes because you've not accepted responsibility for those situations. It is your responsibility to make you think and make you react in certain situations. That's you. It does not mean that everything that happens to you is your fault. That's not what I'm saying. But you must set boundaries for others. But that is your job. It's your job. It's my job to make it clear. All right? It's not somebody else's job to try to figure out that. You know, Taffy a while back talked about setting boundaries and how important that is. And that is your responsibility. You must set boundaries for others, and you must make it clear. It's about constantly thinking, what can I do to improve, instead of thinking the other person's stupid or something wrong with them? What can I do to improve? I mean, these are basic truths that'll work in the workplace, they'll work in the family. They're working a lot of places, but I don't understand why this isn't more a part of the Christian character than even in the workplace. You see some of these things more in the workplace than you do with Christian character. And we need to own up to it. We need to check out what we're doing. Let's look at this. Galatians 6 and 5, he says, "For we are each responsible for our own conduct." We are each responsible for our own conduct. You know what Christian people like to do? That was the devil. And the devil was asleep or eating popcorn, watching a movie, and you know, own it. Own your conduct. Don't be so quick to blame it on the devil, okay? For we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the Word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. These are all your responsibilities. Jesus, through His grace, has set us free from a lot of things, but we are still we still have responsibility where life is concerned. We still have to respond to life. This is something that's just in my head a lot, this thing called life and time. And I just believe that they're there for a reason, okay? But, you know, he says you're responsible for that. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. That is our responsibility to respond that way. That is our responsibility to do that. Now, let me show you something real quick about the blame game. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 11 through 12 I'll read it in NLT. Genesis chapter 3, 11 and 12. You remember when Adam and Eve in the garden, God shows up and he's like, what's going on here? And the first thing Adam does is blame the woman, okay? He would not accept responsibility for the part he played. Nothing would change. Now, I want to make this point to you tonight. I believe had Adam owned it, had he owned his part, had he accepted responsibility for the part that he played, I don't think we'd be where we are right now today. I think just by doing that, things would have changed because he did that. Notice he said, who told you that you were naked? The Lord God asked, have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat? The man replied, it was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit and I ate it. So remember, when a person is so quick to blame, nothing's changed because he's not accepted responsibility or ownership of the part that he played, so everything's the same. So take this and look at your own life. Every time you blame somebody else instead of looking, you know, and like I said, I'm not saying that it's your fault for everything, but with everything in life, locate the part you play and ask God to help you to change that. That would avoid a lot of arguments, but when you feel like you're under attack, I could really get, you know, pretty therapeutical about why people respond like that, a knee-jerk response, which I may mention in a minute. But we as Christian people, it's hard to get the truth from Christians. It's something wrong when you ask one Christian something and then you got to get another Christian in there before you can get to the truth. And they just think it's their perspective. No, it's still what the Bible calls it, a lie. Amen. So be responsible for yourself, accept responsibility for your actions, be accountable for your results. I'm telling you, this is good preaching. You know, it's not Holy Ghost jerking the stuff, but I'm looking for Christians to start walking with better godly character. Yeah. Be accountable for your results. Take ownership of your mistakes, okay? Now, here's something that I think you need to hear, because life is progressive, all right? What was that Carol just said? Carol Jones just said, people have life, but they're not living. Isn't that good? A lot of people, they have life, but they're not living. We gotta learn how to live. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Have you figured that out yet, right? And only by failing and making mistakes can you learn and get better. That's life. By failing and making mistakes, you learn and you get better. That's life. But we get this weird thing when we become in Christianity where, you know, you get condemned for learning and making mistakes and failing. Some of my greatest growth in my life comes when I made a mistake or when I failed, or yeah, I can grow from that. But the dude that goes around, oh, I never fail, I never make a mistake. First of all, there you go, you're lying again. And secondly, you're not allowing life and you to come together to cause maturity to grow in your life. Amen. I had a man say to me the other day, I've known him for almost 40 years, and he said, I want to apologize to you. He said, 40 years ago, I didn't know this, but as an old man, you know, at 70-something years old, I now know. And I'm like, people grow. Let life, I can't, it's gonna be interesting to see this. I wonder if our spirit man in this physical body, in this life, in time, has something to do with shaping us for eternity. I don't know, I don't see God just, you know, you got one shot at this, folks. Do it right. Do it right. Stop listening to all of this weird stuff that's going on in the world today. And while you have life, live it. It was such a beautiful day on Monday. And I just like, man, I gotta get out. I gotta go do something. I gotta get some sun, like I'm trying to get a tan. I gotta go ride, discover something. So I called Jeremy and I said, come pick me up, man. I said, he said, what you need? I said, just take me somewhere. So he took me, I forgot what name this place, Ponce de Leon Market or something like that. I'd never been there before. I was blown away. I said, wait a minute, this used to be Sears a long time ago. I said, what's happening? And they got little entertainment thing at the top of it, and they got little restaurant food court stuff in there. They had some kind of vegetarian thing, but it didn't smell good, so I didn't. And just got out, and Beltline sitting right up there and all that, and you got to figure out how to live. Y'all hear me, deep Christians? You got to figure out how to live, man. Okay, what can I do the next time? How can I fix this now instead of accept the mistake accept the mistake and just move on is what we need to do. All right, this happened, let me move on. Not it happened and now you go into your little mode. Nobody knows. Hey, how you doing? I'm fine. What do you do when you fall? That's all. That's what it is. Life is you fall and you get up. So we must remember that we are responsible for our emotional reactions and not for anyone else's reaction. I'm responsible for my emotional reactions. I'm learning how to grow emotionally. I want to be emotionally mature. So I have to recognize and accept responsibility for my reactions. I can't blame somebody else for my reaction. They did this, that's why I reacted. No, I'm responsible for how I act. Because isn't it amazing that one person can act in a negative way and the same thing done to another person, he controls his emotions. So you can't blame the stuff that's going on as the culprit of why certain things happen. So it's when you take responsibility for your life that you discover how powerful you truly are. And that's a powerful thing, to take responsibility for your life. You're not blaming anybody. You're not faulting anybody. I take responsibility for my life and who I am. I want to mention something before I go on. In this day and time, I meet a lot of parents who have to deal with parental shame. In other words, your kids are not doing like you taught them. They're not acting like you taught them. You told them, you instructed them, you did everything you could. Now they 30-something. And they've made decisions to do something, don't you receive no parental shame? You fed them, clothed them, got them to preschool, elementary school, high school, and you even paid for them to go to college. After that, you grown. I mean, they out the house, they paying their bills and all that other kind of stuff. You grown. Don't receive shame. Tab and I were talking about this morning. Shame is like a tormentor. It shows up, then it goes away. It shows up, then it goes away. It goes up, you should, don't let that happen. You got it. Jesus said, he that believeth in me shall not be put to shame. Don't let shame torment your life. Don't let shame rob you. Don't let shame affect you emotionally. You have to say sometimes, you know what? I don't think I'm gonna let you mess with me today, shame. You know what? I don't think I'm gonna be shamed today. And you know, our whole society is filled with working with the spirit of shame. You get shame when you come to church. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know you ought to, you get shame from your friends. You get just shame everywhere. And I'm thinking, boy, this shame thing is bigger than what I thought. I did a series on it, but you didn't listen to it. This shame thing is gigantic. It's huge. And all the devil wants to do is just it's a seed. Plant it in your mind. And if you don't know what to do with it, it'll capture your attention. It'll distract you throughout the day, and you'll go around start telling yourself you ain't no good. You out there, listen, you're just an awful parent. You know, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Well, you didn't do this, and then your truth. You didn't do that, and you didn't do that, and you didn't do that. Okay, I might not did that, but now you grown, so whatever I didn't do, Jesus will do. You better get to know him. You better get to know him. But what I'm not gonna do is let you shame me. Jesus will take care of everything I didn't know to do. My mom and dad didn't do everything either, but Jesus took care. You better get to know him. Amen. So, I didn't mean to spend that much time on that. So let's talk about how to start building personal ownership and responsibility for our life. What do we need to do to start building that? Number one, start noticing your blaming tendencies. Start noticing, notice your blaming tendency. Our tendency to blame others for our circumstances is often, like I said before, it's like a knee-jerk reaction. Therefore, I believe that the first step in building ownership is to notice this initial response, the initial one, and then acknowledge the part we have played in the situation. So the next time things don't go your way or an unfortunate situation arises, you can take a moment and you can assess your contribution by asking, what is my role in this? What is the role that I play in this? And so as a result of that, you know, it's not automatically blaming that person, but you're like, oh, I've located the tendency I have when this particular thing is done, or when I hear this particular thing, or when I see this particular thing. In other words, why am I so quick to blame somebody else? Okay, locate those things that are happening. So, and what happens when you face a challenging situation? I'm not going to ask who's faced a challenging situation. I mean, the whole wake up in the morning is a challenging situation, okay, ahead. So rather than taking a defeatist type of stance, you know, and then shutting down your options by saying, I can't, what you need to do is try flipping the self-talk by asking yourself, how can I? Versus, I can't do this, how can I do this? Okay? How can I make this thing? How can I do better? How can I respond in a better way? Number two, practice your power of choice because you have one. Practice your power of choice. When we lack ownership and fail to take responsibility, we tend to fall into the passive trap of saying, I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. You ever heard that before? So we always have a choice. You know that, right? We always have a choice. Even when we do not actively choose, we're still choosing by default. And so by acknowledging our options, we ingrain in a sense of personal responsibility, and we develop conscious decision-making when you begin to put up into your thinking, I have a choice, versus, well, I don't have a choice. Now all of a sudden, you know, you're in a situation where you just allow things to stay the same. When you say you don't have a choice, that sounds like you're not taking ownership, right?
Did you know your emotions determine your level of victory? In Creflo Dollar's 7-part series, How to Mature in Your Emotions, he identifies the key to unlocking a successful life through maturing spiritually and emotionally. This must-have series is available for a love gift of $40 or more for CDs or $50 or more for DVDs. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit creflodollarministries.org and click eStore today.
We're back. Are you ready for Change Experience 2024? Creflo Dollar is hitting the road for Change Experience West Coast in February and Change Experience East Coast in April. It'll all end with Grace Life, the reunion at the World Dome in July. Mark your calendars now. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555. Scan the QR code on your screen or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today.
The Bible teaches us to give generously with a cheerful heart, not out of necessity, but out of a cheerful heart. And that's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision. You know that when people understand grace, they're empowered to change their lives for the better. Thank you for supporting us with your financial donations. And every time you give, you're being used by God to stop misfortune in someone else's life. And for that, we say thank you. God bless you.
If you want to honor the Lord by sowing financial seeds into Creflo Dollar Ministries, call the number on your screen or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but He saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever He wants to do, however He wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.